like I mentioned in Nana, but I just felt actually like the Lord wants us to pray for this. If there's anyone here and you feel a little bit heavy, or you feel a little bit like, there's not necessarily a joy in your heart that you always had there. Is there anyone like that this morning? Because I feel like the Lord wants us to pray for you. Is there anyone? No one. Okay. So I quickly just want to pray over Christian. Is there anyone else? Because I really felt like there's, like the Lord is highlighting it. Okay. Father, I just pray over these two men, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray, would you come and lift whatever it is, Jesus, it steals joy. I thank you, God, that this morning I speak and even prophesy over them just a well of thanksgiving to rise up in them in Jesus' name. Father, and I thank you, even as you've, both of them actually called them to influence atmosphere and change atmosphere. I thank you, Jesus, that, Lord, that from their heart and out of their mouth, Lord, will come words of thanksgiving, Jesus, even as they meditate on you, on your word, in Jesus' name. And I speak and release it just over them, God. Just again, a well of thanksgiving to rise up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Even as you highlighted this very thing to me this morning, I pray, Lord, would you come and break off anything that steals their sight and steals anything from, over steals their focus from actually meditating and thinking and pondering on you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just release your joy, Lord. Release your joy. Release your joy. Release your joy. And I pray so much over all of us, like, Father, that I thank you this morning that you have a song over us, Lord. This morning, you are joyful over us, Jesus. This morning, Lord, then, God, that you look at us this morning and you are excited, Jesus. You are zealous. You are filled with passion, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. And I pray over each heart in this place, would you release just that well of thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Well of thanksgiving to rise up, even in this week, rise up in our hearts, Lord, in our midst. Where we go, thanksgiving and praise will come out of our mouths in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, God. Amen. Amen. You can quickly take your seat. We're going to worship a little bit now again. But I want to quickly pray for Mo, and then he's going to teach. Father, I thank you, Lord, that just what you want to speak through Morris this morning, Lord, and we just come and say we want to receive what you want to say this morning, Lord. We thank you that this is a word on your heart for us, Lord, and we thank you this morning that you are speaking clearly, Jesus. And I just speak over our hearts that we will hear, be sensitive, and listen what you are saying to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's almost afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, it's almost there. You can do it. Cool. All right. It seems like I know everybody here, but my name is Morris, if you don't know me. I just want to position this thing correctly so that I can see the board and also see you and test if it's working. Yes. Okay, cool. All right, so the message that I feel the Lord has laid on my heart for us this morning is God is my rock. And you know what? It's something beautiful about God is he's been there forever. And he does not move. It's like if you build something on God, it will stand. That is just who he is. He does not move. He does not give in. And it's just so beautiful. And in 1834, many, many years ago, there was this songwriter, and he penned down these words. He says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." And then he goes on to the next one, which is, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. All right. And it's just such powerful words. It's like this only one rock that we can stand. Christ is our solid rock on which we stand. And all everything else is sinking sand. And David, in Psalm 18, had it's similar things. If you look at Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2, it says, I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He's my shield, he's the power that saves me, and my place of safety. God is my rock. It's a place of protection. It's a place, it's a stronghold. That word stronghold in some of the translation, it's like, it's high walls. It's a safe place. If we, David knew, if he can just get in with God, he will be safe. And if you just follow the next verses, in verse 4, you sort of get an idea, just the contrast of how David, what type of things David went through. And he says, before I read it, it's like, any one of you ever felt like this before? It says, the ropes of death entangled me. Floods of destruction swept over me. All right. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Okay. I tried to do that voice, but my voice go, here's water. Let me just take a sip and then I'll try again. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. They've laid its trap in my path. And it's just that thing of David's. It's like, this is the scenario that I'm in. And then he goes on and he says, but in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God. Who's his God? His rock that cannot be moved. His fortress. He cried out to God for help. And he heard me. From his sanctuary, my cry to him reached his ears. And if you read on, actually what the picture that I'm seeing is actually Jesus coming from heaven into flesh to come and save us. But it's like, if I read this, I have this image actually of Jesus coming to save. But then, just to give you an idea, when God heard this prayer, this is how he responds. I love this response. It's only two of those many verses that he responds. It's, the Lord thundered. From heaven, the voice of the Most High resounded amid hail and burning coals. This is how he responds as David cries out to his rock. And then he says, he shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. Great bolts of lightning flashed and they were confused. And just, this is just two of many verses of where God responds to this cry in David's heart. David cried out to his God. Which is his rock, his fortress, his safety. And I can imagine just going, if you just read verse 4 and 5, it's just, what did he go through? I mean, he's got all these enemies around him, but he cried out to God. And I want to just highlight something. Maybe there are some things that you are going through that you actually feel overwhelmed by storms. Actually, you're feeling there's an overwhelming thing that wants to take. Maybe COVID still haven't left the building. Maybe you were last night in Cape Town where the earthquake was. But anyway, it's like you are shaken. But I want to tell you that this morning there's a rock that is strong, and that is Christ. If we, I skipped those verses. I'll get back to them a bit later. But 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11, Paul says the following, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that's already laid, which is Christ Jesus. There's only one foundation that can be laid, and that is Christ Jesus. And the question is, where is your life built on? Is it on the rock, or is it on sinking sand? Because if it's on the rock, it will last, it will stand. If it's on the sand, it will sink. Speaking about foundations, who have you heard of the Tower of Pisa, the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy? Who wants to go to Italy? this tower was actually constructed to have some form of function. But you know, the problem is, and I'm not going to share all the details, but you can see it's skew. It started leaning over. They laid the foundations for this tower, but it's only 3 meters deep because it was in a swamp area, a lot of clay. So there was no rock to really. So they actually got to a foundation of only 3 meters. And when they got to the third story, the thing already started leaning, giving in. And they realized, we have a problem. So what they did is they actually put steel rods around with plastic-coated steel rods. They counterweighted with other weights to try to keep this thing up. They did many things. And at one point, they built the one side taller so that they can just compensate for this tower that's starting to lean. And at a point, they finished this thing. I think it took them 200-300 years or something, but it took them very long. I'm not so sure about the detail. But then in 1990, they realized this thing has toppled so much that it's getting dangerous. And people were coming from all over to see this Leaning Tower of Pisa, and it's like a tourist attraction. And it's got a great facade, but it was leaning to a place where it actually we're going to endanger people's lives. And so they started a construction process of actually digging underneath, drilling holes, taking out clay so that the tower leans back. And in a sense, they sort of settle it. But there was a lot of details in this whole thing of this thing. But what I want to point out about, if you don't have good foundations, if you are not established on a rock, you will lean over. And maybe there are some storms that you are facing at this stage. Every area in our life that is not established on Christ the rock will sink and will lean over. And you know what? No amount of structural adjustments above on this tower was enough to keep this tower standing. If the foundations is not well, it will keep on sinking. And maybe you're trying another course, another counseling session, another deliverance session, trying just to keep your life straight. And you're trying all these things, structural adjustments in your life from the outside. But actually, you need to go and investigate the foundations. Are there areas in my life that is not built on Christ? And that's why I'm actually struggling. I'm sinking. Christ is solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Now, I can imagine the world and circumstances, these floods, we went through COVID storm, and if that doesn't shake you, I'm thinking there's going to be some crazy things ahead of us. And I believe the Lord wants us to set our lives on the rock, because if we're not, the storms are going to shake us. So the world comes and says, we will rock you. And then the church arise, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And the world comes, we will rock you. And then the church responds, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Establishing our lives on the rock, that is what's going to make us last when the storms hit us. A little humor in there. So life's going to throw at you whatever it has, but you will only stand if your life is built on Christ the rock. We need to inspect the foundations. And let me see how much of my preach I'm on track here. Cool. So I love this thing in Matthew 7. This portion of scripture just follows after the Sermon on the Mount. Now Jesus says, blessed are those who are pure in spirit. He said, you have heard it says, an eye for an eye, but I say unto you. And Jesus goes on, he says all these things and for three chapters. And then he goes, then he gets to verse 24. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into, practice. Let me hear. practice. Okay, cool. It's like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain come down, the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. And then it goes on, it says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand, and the rain comes down, and the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. Areas in our lives that are not established on Christ is going to crash. And you're going to try a lot of structural adjustments, trying this, trying that. And if it's not set on Christ the rock, it will sink. It will crash. Do you hear me? It's been quiet. Now, who of you remember the game Simon Says? Simon Says, touch your head. come, join in, guys. Simon Says, scratch your ear. Simon Says, stand. Yeah. Simon Says, do it, dancey. Sit down. Oh, Simon didn't say that. Simon Says, sit down. All right. Now, it's a silly game. Everybody who played this game, you have to do what Simon says. Otherwise, you are out. You are not in. But what if Jesus says, follow me? Jesus said, go make disciples. I like this example. Say I tell Joel David, go clean your room. And he disappears. He goes to his room. A few minutes later, he comes back and he says, Dad, I have memorized your words. And his room is still dirty. And then his friends come over and say, Dad, we have a discussion. We actually discovered the Greek of what you said, Dad. But the room is still in the same place. Jesus says, whoever hears my words and put them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The storms will come. We will rock you. And the church will say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. It's two genres of music, so you have to fix it together. But it's like, that's the key. And you know what? Our foundation is Christ. And Jesus gives us a key of how we actually can build on him. And it actually comes down to just doing what he tells us. Look at the history in the Bible. Where the people obeyed God, they were on the rock. They were safe. They were protected. God was with them. And I'm not saying that it's always going to go well, but there was something of God is with them through whatever they went through. But where they disobeyed, they were sinking. Not sinking, sinking. They were sinking. I always hear that. I'm sinking. They were sinking. They were really sinking. And Jesus, in verse 21, he says this thing, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who will, does the will of my Father who is in heaven. There's something of doing, and I think it's linking with what Derek said last week, is we need to hear what God is saying and do it, because that's how we will build our life. And God is speaking, but what if you don't hear him? He's given us the scriptures, and he can teach you how to hear his voice, but there's so much in there that you can not just memorize the scripture, but start living it, because that's how you build your life on the rock, on Christ the rock. And one foundation that I want to highlight here is lordship. And I just want to just, is he truly Lord of your life? Not just Savior. Savior is like, he saved you out of your mess. Yes, out of our sin. He saved, but is he truly the one that is in control? He rules. He's got the steering wheel. He makes the decisions. He leads you. Is he Lord of your life? I just want to read a few scriptures quickly here in response to that. We all know this. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. If you love me, you will obey that which I command. For somebody who loves God, it's easy to do what he asks us. Easier. Not always that easy. But it's easier. But if you don't love God, you will find yourself difficult actually to obey what he tells you to do. If he's truly Lord of your life, you will do what he tells you. What are the things he tells you? Maybe he's convicted you of sin in your life and he wants you to turn from that and repent. And you've been ignoring him. You've not been turning away from that sin. He says, turn away. And you're ignoring. You're sinking. You're sinking. As you obey, you're putting your life on the rock and you will stand. Maybe he's speaking to you about forgiving somebody. He's pressing on your heart. You need to let that offense go. But you put off. You put off. You don't. And as you continue to hold onto this offense, you are sinking. Your life starts falling apart. Maybe he's just like Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples. You feel the Lord is stirring you to go and tell others about what he has done in your life. But you're holding back. Jesus says, as we obey, our lives are set on a rock. Just want to get you to my notes. Intellectual faith and empty confessions are not enough. Our lifestyle should back up our claim. The way we live should back up what we believe. It's great to memorize scripture. It's great to go to another conference. It's great to listen to another sermon. But if you haven't applied the previous one in your life, if you haven't, if you've started reading Bible and it's just like you're reading, but it's just words. Have you trust to actually ask Holy Spirit to make this alive? Let God speak to you. Lord, what about what I've read today? Are you speaking to me and what you want me to apply in my life and walk it out? Our lives need to back up our claim. When a watch claims that it's waterproof, it does not mean that that watch will not get wet. Just the fact because it's waterproof means that the water will not stop that watch from working, from functioning. When we want to say we have storm-proof lives that do not give in, does not mean that we will not be in a storm. It just means that we will stand when that storm comes. And the only strength, the only solid place that we have to stand is on Christ. And this is one thing. Is he Lord of your life? Does he make the decisions? Do you hear what he's saying? And are you doing what he's calling you to do? There's no storm-free lives, only storm-proof lives. By putting our lives in Jesus' hands and trusting him completely. So I want to give a moment. I actually have time this time around. And there's two sides to this. The one side is wonder. And as the scripture that I skipped earlier is like Psalm 18, verse 31. For who is a God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? The Lord lives. Praise be the rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. That word praise is the word where we get hallelujah from. I put on this t-shirt to say, hallelujah! And it's just like that's where we get the word hallelujah from. It's the word hallel. It's me to praise God. And I think there's something of the realization of God is the rock that we should get out and praise him. Because he does not change. He does not move. And there's something of this, of the message that is the rock that needs to invoke praise in our hearts today. That we will praise him, that he does not move, that he is solid. Through the ages, rock of ages, he do not change. And then there's the other part of a few weeks ago, I also preached about discipleship, and it says, is there any areas in your life that you feel that you are not obeying God in? And maybe at that time he was convicted, but you actually didn't change anything after that. You actually didn't go and apply. Or maybe you did. But is there any area that you feel that is not set on Christ the rock, where you're actually not doing what he's telling you to do? And will you be brave today with me and say, Lord, help me. I want to put my feet on the rock. Live my life in Christ and through Christ. Help me to obey you. Help me to walk out what you have. I don't want to have a life that is sinking sand. When the storms that even, I don't know if COVID was the greatest storm, but I believe there's some hectic storms ahead of us. And I believe that those that's going to go through those storms will be those whose lives are set on Christ and established on Him. So just close your eyes. Just take a moment. I'm not going to ask you to put up your hand or do anything, but I just want to ask you, just take a moment with Jesus. And maybe this is the start of a conversation. It says, Lord, will you just remind me of areas in my life that I need to revisit? Look at the foundations. Maybe dig up, jack the foundation. Lord, I pray that you will come and show us where faulty foundations is in our lives, where we are not fully built on Christ the rock. And will you come and help us, Lord, to establish Jesus in those areas in our life and obey you and give over to you, Lord. Lord, we don't want to have lives that are sinking. So would you just come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us. We want to say, be Lord of our lives and take the steering wheel. Lord, you make the decisions. You make the call. We want to follow you wherever you lead us, God. Make us brave and take us out of our comfort zones to say, yes, Lord, wherever you lead, there we will follow. Trust you for that this moment. Father, I pray that this won't just be another message that we'll hear and we walk out here and do nothing about it. But I pray, Lord, that as we hear these words, God, I pray that those that you're calling us to practice, to put into practice, Lord, I trust you that you will work it within us, Lord, that we will step out and do these things, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I trust for that. Just take a moment and then we'll continue. Just talk to Jesus. You know what are those areas in your life. I think all of us need to respond to the call of go and make disciples. But there is areas in our lives that are not fully set on Christ that we need to trust the Lord that He will come and investigate the foundations and say, yes, Lord, come. Establish my life in that area. Maybe you need to forgive somebody. Maybe you need to repent of a sin. Maybe, I don't know what you're going through, but you know, Holy Spirit, I pray that you will reveal that to us. You know each one of us better than anyone ever could ever know us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal to each one of us the areas that we need to bring before you, Lord. And help us. If we need to repent, help us to repent. If it is, even to get baptized. Maybe I'm just... Lord, maybe you've been speaking to someone to get baptized and they've just been holding back. Father, I pray that you will come and just bring the courage to follow you boldly in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And we repent where we have had deaf ears, where we did not listen. Lord, please forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, where we have not been listening, God. Will you wash us clean with your blood, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. And just while everybody's eyes are closed, I just want to just give an opportunity. If you're here today, maybe you've been in church or been around, but you can't say that your life, you have not given your life to Jesus. You're not even actually given the first step where you actually have surrendered your life to Jesus. You've been living for yourself. You've been, and your life is sinking. It's sinking because you haven't stepped out and trusted Christ as your Lord and your Savior. I want to give an opportunity. If you're here today and you've not given your life to Jesus and you want to say today, Jesus, I want to step out on this rock which is Christ, my Lord, my Savior. There's no other foundation. I want to step out, and I want to put my life in you, Lord. Can you just quickly slip up your hand? I would love to pray with you. Anybody here today wants to respond to that? Okay. All right. We had a testimony, like, I didn't testify about it, but there's a guy that was here in the first service that got saved in this week, given his life to Jesus, through another guy that got saved on a Sunday. And his life just changed so radically that it impacted this guy, and he said, I want to get to know Jesus. So, man, there's something beautiful about somebody who is rooted in Christ. It is attractive. And if you've lost that attractiveness, I want to encourage you, do not lose the wonder of shining forth this bright light of this God that we serve. Who is our God? He's a rock that cannot be moved. Amen. Skulk, are we close it? Cool. All right. I just want to just let us just stand with me, and we just... On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Lord, we stand in wonder of the rock of ages, the one that does not move, the one that is eternal, and the one that is only the only sure foundation. Jesus, our eyes are upon you, and even as Skulk led us in the, like, we see only you, because it's only you that are the hope for this nation, for us, for our nation. God, you are the one that will stop leaning towers to lean and be solid and stand through the ages, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray as we go, God, that you will keep on doing business with our heart. Lord, I pray that we'll be a people that not only hears, but I will do what you are leading us in. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. And hopefully we'll see you next Sunday. Bless you guys.